Welcome back to The Boudoir. I am your host, Aisha Jones, and welcome to episode 5. This is crazy. I cannot believe we are already 5 weeks into the show. We're technically 6 weeks. This should have been episode 6, but I had that little like technical difficulty with my camera last week. But like, it's still crazy. We're here at 5 episodes. I feel like 5 is such a milestone. Like, that's a lot to me anyway. And I feel like I'm growing a really nice community. We're still small and mighty, but I just feel like the people that I'm attracting to my channel are like the right people for this space. And I really appreciate that. And whether you're just listening to the audio version of the show on Spotify and Apple, or if you're watching on YouTube, I truly do appreciate you taking the time to listen to me talk and ramble and just have my stream of consciousness going for like 30 minutes or plus, you know? So I truly do appreciate it. It's been such a great experience for me anyway. I feel like, you know, I'm like learning things about myself throughout this process. Like, I'm having breakthroughs every single time I upload an episode, and just like to see my thoughts through other people's eyes and hearing the feedback, it just makes me, it's like so humbling, you know? Like, I really do take this platform seriously, and I appreciate everybody who comments and rates my show and likes it. And, you know, even if you don't like it, I really do appreciate you even just taking the time to hear my perspective, because that takes a lot, you know? It takes a lot to click on somebody's video, especially if you don't know who I am and I'm a stranger to you. To earn your trust and to, you know, build that credibility, it really is humbling for me, and I've loved every single second of this podcast. So honestly, thank you so much. I just feel like so overwhelmed with joy, and I really, this is my thing. Like, I really feel like I found my thing. So thank you so much. If you missed last week's episode, we were talking all about self-respect and how to stop dating these losers, honey, and these dusties. And I just wanted to pull a couple of comments because that has actually been my most popular video to date. It has done very well for me on YouTube, and I'm just like so grateful for that. But I wanted to take the time to read a couple of comments just to, you know, get some community interaction going on. So the first comment I'm going to read is from Micah, and they say, "This really helped me a lot. I haven't been coping with my breakup with my emotionally neglectful situationship. I felt like I had to beg this man to love me, and I just don't want that." And honestly, I'm so happy that helped you, like truly from the bottom of my heart. You know, breakups are tough. It's not easy because, you know, it brings up a lot of questions, and it brings up a lot of, you know, introspection and questioning yourself. It's just important when you go through major life events that kind of shake you up, it's important to extract lessons from it and maybe find things within yourself that you can improve on or grow or maybe cut back on. Like, just, I think things like that, they can be very sad in the moment, and I definitely do empathize with that, but also, don't forget that things happen for you and not to you. So just, you know, there's always a little hidden lesson in everything that happens to you. So, and you shouldn't have to feel like you're begging for somebody's love. You know, that's not a good feeling. It's a shitty position to be in. So I'm so happy that you did what you needed to do for yourself, and you are using this time to grieve and learn about yourself and become a new you. So I wish you the best of luck on your journey to find yourself. And you know what? I just know you're gonna thrive. Keep being you, girl, and keep shining. Okay, so this next comment comes from Phoenix Citrine, and they say, "I'm a lesbian and still needed this. It doesn't only apply with dating men. It was very helpful for me too." And that makes me so happy, because while I will speak on this channel going forward in the future, like, I will just speak in general terms. I'm a woman making advice for women, but just because, you know, I'm talking to straight women, so to speak, or people who date men, I guess, I'll just say that. If you resonate with this advice and it helps you and you can find something that I'm talking about helpful for you, absolutely take it. Like, just because, you know, I might say certain words like, you know, women dating men, blah, 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 I'm here for everybody. So it makes me truly happy that these messages are for everybody, and it's diverse. Like, it doesn't just have to be for one audience. It pretty much can like transfer throughout whatever you're talking about. So that's awesome. So today we are going to be talking all about imposter syndrome and how to break through it for good. So for me, imposter syndrome has been a major constant throughout my life, and it's just something, especially when it comes to content creation, like with my personal YouTube channel, I always had like a struggle staying consistent and uploading consistently. And, you know, I think there's a multitude of reasons. I was working 9 to 5 at that time. And then also, I tend to procrastinate. Sometimes I can be on the lazy side, and that's just being completely honest with myself. Also, there was a part of me that was almost like scared of success. Like, I actually think I made a video about this a couple years ago where it was just me talking about how I was scared of being successful, and I was scared of like, would I be able to hold on to the weight of being a successful YouTuber or a content creator or whatever. And I think that would hinder me from doing the things I wanted to do, because I would almost psych myself out and not want to even try because I was maybe scared of disappointment or whatever. It's such an interesting phenomenon, imposter syndrome, because it's like you're seeing your successes or you're seeing life for what it is, but your brain is telling you like you don't deserve it, or you're not actually as good as you say you are. Even when you can have people telling you like, hey, you're so good at running, you're so good at marketing, you're so good at this, you still won't fully believe it because there's something in your brain that's like stopping you from believing it. And it's just such an interesting phenomenon that I wanted to talk about today, something that I definitely struggled with, and I feel like I'm finally like kind of somewhat free from it. I mean, we all have our bad days. We all like go back to our shadow side. I'm not saying I'm cured of imposter syndrome, so to speak, but I feel like I have found ways to manage it and overcome it. So if you are interested in hearing about this topic and you want to get locked and loaded, grab yourself something to drink, grab yourself something comfortable, sit back, relax, and it's time for the boudoir. So let's define imposter syndrome, okay? So according to Oxford or Merriam-Webster, one of the two, imposter syndrome is defined as the persistent inability to believe that one's success is deserved or has been legitimately achieved as a result of one's own efforts or skills. So it's basically you don't believe you deserve the things that you want, or you don't believe that the things that you have achieved that you deserve for whatever reason or another. Now that we've defined imposter syndrome, we have to understand where it comes from, because with every problem that we're going through, there is always the root. Like, it's like peeling the layers of an onion. We gotta like figure out what's going on and sift through everything. So one of the first reasons you might suffer from imposter syndrome is because you have overly critical parents, or parents that put large expectations on you from a young age, or maybe even like you're first in your family, first generation to live in whatever country you live in, or, you know, something where you just had a lot of responsibility growing up and you kind of had to work really hard and just be overly like conscious of your successes. That could be part of the reason why you have imposter syndrome, because it's like you're constantly, that voice in your head is always subconsciously trying to impress your parents. And so subconsciously, you're trying to seek your parents' approval, and you never think that what you're doing is good enough because that voice in your head is always telling you, nope, you don't deserve it, you didn't achieve enough yet. So just think about the type of upbringing you might have had and just figure out, does it play a part in how you feel today? I don't know where I saw this. I think on a TikTok or something, but someone said there's like your inner voice is basically the voice of your parents, and that's what you always default to. So it's always good to just keep in check the type of thoughts that keep recurring in your mind and call them out. Like, if you have thoughts that are self-deprecating or that make you feel shame or guilt or whatever, address them and like sit in it. Don't be scared to, you know, sit in the things that make you feel uncomfortable and just look at it from an objective point of view. If your parents' input still has a lot of weight on you today, then that could be part of the reason why you have imposter syndrome. Another reason why you may have imposter syndrome is because you feel unworthy of whatever it is you want. So like maybe, like me, you wanted to be a content creator, or you want to do something that is going to be very lucrative and bring you lots of financial abundance. Because you maybe have never experienced that lifestyle before, or it's just a lot of pressure what you're trying to do, you can feel unworthy of it because, you know, the pressure of all the responsibilities of maintaining a routine and being consistent and learning about investments, learning about all these different things, like it's a lot. So maybe you don't feel prepared, so to speak, for what's coming, even though you might actually be prepared. Maybe you don't truly feel prepared. So again, that's when it's time to check in to see if you have any like negative self-talk that's reoccurring in your head. And if you are feeling unworthy, maybe it is because you're not preparing. Are you sticking to a schedule? Are you working diligently at what you want every day or as often as you can? I think maybe if it's like the weight of what is to come, like when you embark on this journey, I think maybe that can cause stress and anxiety. So like finding ways to manage your stress, even by journaling your thoughts out or, you know, meditating on it. And then for me, my biggest problem was perfectionism. So procrastination and perfectionism kind of go hand in hand, because it's like, because you want everything to be so perfect and exactly how you envision it in your head, you don't want to do it because you know it's going to be a lot. Or you're like psyching yourself out. You're like, ooh, I want it to be perfect, but I don't know if I can actually make it as perfect as I want. So you don't do it at all. And it's like, wait, what? We can't do that. I'm going to keep using the content creation thing as an example. Like, if you want your videos to be perfect, the only way, like they say, is practice makes perfect. So you have to actually put your passions into practice. Like, keep filming, keep picking up the camera. It might be awkward the first few times, the first 10, 15 times. It doesn't matter. But eventually you're going to get the hang of it and you're going to find a flow. It's just that you have to actually do it. And you can hold on to like the perfectionist work ethic, but don't let that be the reason why you don't do something. Like, you have to do it. You have to try. You have to look stupid, so to speak, in order to grow and like find your passion and find your groove. That's what happened with me and my channel. Like, I've been creating content for years now, like a very, very long time. And I feel like now I finally found my groove and my niche. And it took me creating a whole new channel. And I'm so happy I did it. Like, this truly feels authentically me and I'm loving it. And then also, you could be scared of being judged or scared of being perceived. I know that was for me too. Like, I was scared of the idea that anybody could be watching me. Like, I don't know who's watching this right now, okay? I know it's a beautiful young lady behind that camera, but there could be other people, which is fine. But it's like, I don't know who's watching. I don't know who's, you know, what they're thinking, what they're saying about me, if they're judging me. And I just had to let all that go, because it's like, honestly, I can't control that. Like, I really can't control who's watching me, if they have nefarious purposes behind why they're watching me, or if they have great, pure intentions. I don't know. But all I can do is just record and upload. Like, I can't focus on the external. All I gotta do is just focus on what I'm doing. So try to let go of that perfectionism if you can. I know it's hard. Like, I'm still a perfectionist. I still will like upload videos and be like, shoot, I should have said this, or I forgot to say that. But it's like, you already uploaded it. Like, just let go, be free. And then also check in and make sure you're not judging yourself. Like, it might not actually be that you're scared of people judging you. You might be judging your own content. You might be judging your own passions. Like, again, it always goes back to that inner voice. Like, that inner voice is gonna sound like it's so loud, but you just have to catch it and notice it and just tell her to be quiet sometimes. Like, girl, nobody's talking to you. Like, we're not talking to you right now. Shh. And then the next piece I wanted to talk about is that you might have unresolved insecurity around the thing that you're wanting. So I'm going to use finances, for example, and just like the luxury lifestyle. For me, I used to be scared of going into like Nordstrom or Neiman Marcus or like those types of high-end stores, because I felt like I didn't belong there. I felt like I didn't deserve to be there. And so like I almost had an insecurity around like finances and money, and then that would stop me from wanting to do things that I know would put me in the right places I needed to be. So if you have like, you know, scary feelings toward money and abundance and finances, like that's completely understandable and a reason why you would have imposter syndrome. And like, it would make you hold back from what you want, because it's like, again, the pressure of having to deal with this and not really having a point of reference to go off of. So of course it's going to be scary. Of course it's going to feel like you know, you're not ready for it. You don't deserve it, but you do. You absolutely do. Trust me. And I had to tell myself that. I was like, I can't let like a company, a store intimidate me. Like, I deserve to be here just as much as anybody else. It don't matter what's in my pocket. Like, I can be anywhere I want. I want to touch on comparison too for a little bit, because I feel like a lot of us, it's like very taboo to talk about comparison and comparing yourself to other people and like jealousy and stuff. And I just want to say, like, competition, healthy competition, jealousy, comparison, it's natural, it's normal, it's a natural part of the human experience. And I feel like a lot of us need to be more open-minded about it, I guess, like, because we have all felt jealous at one point or another. You know, jealousy is a very ugly emotion, and you should not like be jealous. Like, you should not just be a jealous person intrinsically. That's not a good thing. But it is okay to feel jealous at some points. Like, if you see somebody that's living the exact life you want or is doing the exact things you want to do, it's okay to feel a little bit insecure and like a little healthy competition because you want what they have. So comparison is normal. It is okay. Don't beat yourself up about it. But try not to compare yourself, because you guys might have the same goals and the same things that you want. But at the end of the day, their story is theirs and your story is yours. And also, you don't even really know what that person is going through, because they can look like they have their life together and they have X, Y, and Z, the house you want, the car you want, the man, whatever. But you don't actually know what that person is going through, especially if it's on social media. Like, anybody could be going through anything. Some people have really happy lives. Some people have very crappy lives. So you don't really know what's going on in somebody's inner world. There's no point of comparing yourself to other people. It is okay, it is healthy, it is natural if you do it, but don't make that your like baseline. Like, if anything, use the jealousy to make yourself, you know, work on yourself. Like, work extra hard. If you're trying to be a content creator, well, you better sit down and film those videos. Don't get mad at that creator because they're living the life you want. Like, you have to hold up your end of the deal too for yourself. And then also, like, looking around too much and focusing on what everybody else doing is going to only knock you off your course. Like, you just got to look forward. It's okay. You have them as your peers. They're not your competition. They're your peers. And it's like, if they can do it, if they can achieve it, so can you. It's possible. So depending on whatever type of imposter syndrome you're feeling, whether you feel like you don't deserve the success that you already have, or you don't deserve success, period, or you're scared of it, or you don't feel like you're worthy of love or something, which is what I talked about in the last episode, it is going to be okay. It is possible to get out of this mindset. It is possible to shift your mind. It might take a little bit of work. It might take a little bit of being uncomfortable for the first part of it. But eventually it's going to be like second nature to you. Like, you deserve the world and you should feel it. So now let's talk about how to crush imposter syndrome. So the first one is a little nerdy and sciencey, but we have to use neuroplasticity, which, if I remember, and I hope I'm not using this word wrong, neuroplasticity is basically like mental exercises. So every time we catch ourselves thinking negative thoughts, or if we have negative thought patterns, we have to catch it in the moment, acknowledge that we just made a negative thought about ourselves, and then reframe it into a positive mindset. So for example, if you want to film a video for your YouTube channel and for whatever reason today you just can't get yourself to get up and film, instead of saying, "Ugh, I'm so lazy, why can't I get up and do this? Like, ugh, I'm gonna, you know, whatever." Don't think about it like that. You just need a day off. You just need a lazy day. We all need lazy days. Maybe you're not mentally up for it right now, and that's okay. Tomorrow is another day. You're not intrinsically a bad or lazy person because you don't feel like doing something. Reframe laziness into rest. Like, we as humans need rest. It is okay to feel lazy. It is okay to rot in bed all day. Now, granted, if you're doing it every single day, it's maybe not good, but you're allowed to have a day off. So just catch yourself when you're thinking these bad thoughts about yourself, whether it's like, oh my God, I shouldn't have eaten that extra cookie. Like, it's okay. It happens. Just do better for the next meal, or do better tomorrow. Your whole day isn't ruined because you ate the extra cookie. It's just you ate the extra cookie. That's what it is. Okay, next, we're going to immerse ourselves in environments that make us feel unworthy. And what I mean by that is, you know, high-end stores, if you're trying to attract luxury and opulence, high-end stores, driving around rich neighborhoods, doing errands in nice neighborhoods, trying hobbies that, you know, the successful version of yourself wants to do, dressing how you would dress if, you know, you were living your dream life. Do things that make you, that trigger your unworthiness, or like trigger your fear, and get comfortable with being there, because that's where you're destined to be. And if you know where you're destined to be, you got to get used to being there. So the only way to do it is to do it. That's something that really helped me. Like, I used to be so scared, like I said, of going to high-end stores. I go in there all the time. Like, even if I'm just window shopping, you know, yes, the salespeople might press you into buying things, but it's like, I don't have to. I can literally just go in here, walk around, and not buy anything, and it's totally fine. If you're scared of being on camera, if you're scared of public speaking, start speaking publicly. Start going on camera. I know it sounds so simple and flippant, but like, it's true. Like, you literally just have to do it. That's the only way you're going to get comfortable. And also remember that you don't have to be perfect. Like, everything doesn't always have to be at 100%. Some days it's only going to be 75. Sometimes it's going to be 12. Sometimes it's going to be 53. Like, it's not always going to be 100%. When it is 100%, celebrate yourself. When it's not, still celebrate yourself, because you're still doing it. All that matters is that you're actually putting effort into the things that you want. Invest your time into the things you want and you'll see a return on your investment. So the only way you're going to get better at being a YouTuber is if you keep uploading videos. The only way you're going to be a better TikToker is if you keep uploading. And like I said, embrace your successes. Like, you are allowed to celebrate yourself. And yes, it hits different to hear it from people outside. And I hope you're surrounded by people that, you know, give you positive words of affirmation. But also, you should give yourself positive words of affirmation too. Like, treat yourself how you would treat your best friend. You know, I used to get so hung up on views, like, oh, I only got 12 views, I only got this. But now I'm like, I am so grateful for every view. I don't care if I get 5, I don't care if it's 400. Like, I'm grateful for all of it, because you literally don't have to click on this video. You literally could have, some of y'all might have already dipped. I don't know, but like, y'all don't have to be here. And that's the thing. Like, I'm just so grateful that, you know, people are taking the time out to listen to me. And it's a success for me too, because me sitting here and recording this episode is me being successful, because I'm actively filming the podcast. I'm not talking about filming the podcast. I'm not dreaming about it. I'm doing it, and I'm actually putting it into practice, which is something that took me so long to do. Now that I've somewhat crushed my imposter syndrome, I'm like, no, I'm here to stay. Like, we're on week 5. You should compliment yourself in your work. Like, don't feel like you're being braggadocious. In fact, if you're worried about coming across like a a-hole or whatever, you're not. I promise you, you're not. Like, compliment yourself. I did a great job on this painting. I crushed it in that meeting. Like, tell yourself that you are proud of yourself. And if you truly are, you know, as a perfectionist, if you truly feel like your work isn't up to par or up to your standard, don't be afraid to be honest with yourself and, you know, critique and say what I can do better and how I can fix it. Be mindful about what you're outputting and you'll see the results. Because to me, being truthful with yourself is real self-care. Like, you can do face masks, you can do all that cute stuff, but being able to be honest and real with yourself is true self-care. Don't shy away from your strengths either. Like, be proud of what was given to you at birth. Like, this success is your birthright. You deserve everything. Own that power, own that talent that's within you. You know that you were meant for this, and it's right there waiting for you. Like, your dreams, your desires, your successes are literally right here waiting for you. They're just waiting for you to take the plunge and go for it. Own your strengths and own what you are good at. Because that power and that love that you have for yourself is going to overflow, and it's going to pour into the people around you and the other people in your life. And it's just like, the aura that comes out of it is just so beautiful. Like, when you see someone living in their purpose, it's so beautiful. And also, let go of your inhibitions. A lot of us are scared of looking cringe or looking stupid or feeling dumb. And it's like, don't be scared. Like, you literally just have to put yourself out there. And yes, you may make some mistakes along the way, and that's fine. Like, a mistake is honestly just a lesson. Like, you wouldn't have learned this part about yourself, or you wouldn't have been able to learn better for the future if you didn't go through this. So just embrace your mistakes and embrace your clumsiness in the beginning. Like, of course, your first few times, if you're trying to public speak, your first few, you know, public speaking sessions are going to be scary, but each one is going to make you better for the next one, you know? Each video is going to make you better for the next video. Each podcast is going to make you better for the next one. Don't be scared of experimenting, and like, don't think you're pigeonholed into one thing. Like, you're allowed to try new things, you're allowed to experiment, and you are absolutely allowed to change your mind. If you started school in one major and you feel like you can't see yourself doing this for the rest of your life, change majors. Like, it's your life. You're allowed to do whatever you want. It might be tough to, you know, you might have to do extra classes, but at least you're doing what feels right for you, you know? Rather than living a life that is miserable for you because you hate being a doctor or whatever, but you really want to be a painter. It's like a long-term investment. Like, yeah, it might suck in the beginning, but in the long run, it's going to be so much better. Rather than sticking with something that is not right for you, and then you're looking back 20 years down the line and you're like, dang, why did I do this? And lastly, like I said in the beginning, try your hardest not to compare yourself to others. Just assume that the other person worked hard for it and that they deserve it, just like you do. Like, the same way you are working hard for what you want is exactly how they did. So there's no reason to feel that just because they're doing it, you can't also do it too. If you are feeling any feelings of like jealousy or envy, just use that as motivation to do better for yourself. And then also, when you see other people that are living your desires and dreams, that just means that it's possible. Like, if they can do it, so can you. That means it's easily in reach. It's possible. It's probably closer than you think. It's just waiting for you to take the plunge and waiting for you to go and get it. So focus on yourself, put your blinders on, and just stay the course and stay the track. So I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode and you found something useful in it. You know, imposter syndrome is normal, especially if you are very ambitious and you have a lot of dreams and stuff. But don't worry, it is totally possible. But just know you are worthy of everything you desire, because if you were not worthy of it, it would not be a desire of yours. It would be for somebody else. But it was given to you. You are meant to do it and you are ready for it. So go and get it, girl, okay? All right, you guys, so that is the end of episode 5. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Don't forget that I have an advice email if you guys want to send me any questions or advice. It is asktheboudoir@gmail.com. So if you want to send me any mail or anything, go ahead and do that. If you are listening to me on Spotify and Apple or wherever else you listen to your podcast, make sure you rate me 5 stars because I would truly appreciate it. And if you are listening to me on YouTube, make sure you subscribe to The Boudoir Girl so you never miss an upload from me. Comment down below if you've had any experience with imposter syndrome and share any of your tips for your fellow friends in the community down below. And I will see you guys next Tuesday. Bye!